Greetings of love to you today. This is Gene Thanthanig with your Daily Inspiration. Today we're going to think about procrastination. Procrastination is putting off something until later, especially things that should be done. Have you ever procrastinated? I believe we all have. Sometimes we procrastinate until it is too late. The thing can no longer be done. Like when somebody moves out of your life or when a person dies. There are times when we wait to move ahead because we want more information before we start. But most times our motives are less than noble for wanting to wait. We wait to start because we know the job will be dirty. We don't say, I'm sorry, because we are too proud. We don't give a helping hand because we just don't feel like it. The list goes on. We don't find the word procrastination in scriptures, but we do find the concept. Proverbs 20, verse 4 says, the sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg and harvest and have nothing. By far, the most serious thing that people procrastinate is salvation. In Acts 24, Paul was talking to Felix. As they talked about righteousness, Felix became convicted. It says he trembled. The center column there in my Bible says he was afraid. But he said, go thy way for this time. When I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee. We have no record that Felix ever repented. In Acts 26, Paul testified before Agrippa. Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost, but not. We have no record of Agrippa repenting either. In Matthew 25, we have the parable of the 10 virgins. 5 were wise, and 5 were foolish. Notice that they all had lamps when they went out to meet the bridegroom, all 10 of them. The 5 who were wise took extra oil along to refill their lamps. The 5 who were foolish didn't have extra oil, just their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slept. When the cry came to go out and meet the bridegroom, they all awoke and trimmed their lamps. The wise were prepared. They could refill their lamps, but the foolish found that their lamps were almost empty. They were ready to go out. They wanted to borrow oil from the wise, but the wise said, no, we don't have enough to share. You need to go get your own. So they went to buy some more oil. And while they were gone to buy more oil, the bridegroom came, and those who were prepared went in, and the door was shut. When the foolish, that was the procrastinators, returned, the door was shut, and the opportunity to enter was passed. Do you suppose the 5 foolish knew it would be a good idea to take extra oil along? I'm sure they did. But maybe they were too busy getting ready to fill that container. Or maybe they just didn't do it. And then their friends were there and they were ready to go. Friend, how is it with you? Is your lamp burning bright with more oil to refill? Or is your relationship with God growing dim and soon to go out? Maybe you are young and expect to live many more years. So you reason, it's not really so important to be concerned about my soul today. You know, that is a very dangerous attitude. I know a family whose 20-year-old son was killed in a tragic accident recently. I'm sure he expected to live many more years. But when he lost control on that wet road, his life came to an end. What if that had been you? None of us has a promise to continue living here on earth another day, or even the rest of today. Is there something between you and God you need to repent of? Are there things in your relationships with others that you know are not right? Don't put it off. Take care of it today. The peace and joy you will gain is priceless. Is there someone you appreciate but haven't told them lately? Or maybe never told them? Do it now. I know from experience the regret of never saying those words to someone who is gone. I also know the blessing of having said those words before the person died. I urge you, do it now so you don't have the regrets. God bless you as you do what you can today.